from KQED.
Well, now a very different kind of translation, the Musical Instrument Digital Interface, MIDI for short. That's the software that lets computers and synthesizers talk to each other, and it's used by tens of millions of devices around the world. A guy named Dave Smith invented it 30 years ago, and you'd think someone who invented a language so elegant and so powerful would be well known, but few have heard of him. As KQED's Cy Musiger reports, that could change when Smith gets a special Grammy Award for technical achievement this weekend in Los Angeles.
We're listening to the brakes on a garbage truck recorded by George Hurd and stored on his computer, and it's the perfect way to demonstrate the power of MIDI.
So essentially, you can turn any sound that exists into an instrument.
Hurd leads an up-and-coming electronic and acoustic ensemble in San Francisco. Listen to how he plays that break sound using a piano keyboard connected to his computer on a track recorded with his band.
So you're turning a garbage truck brake pad into an instrument and playing it with that keyboard.
Exactly.
And the MIDI software controlling the sound, even the 5-pin cable that transmits it, was developed 30 years ago. That's when Dave Smith and other music geeks were inventing the first digital synthesizers.
And we realized that for the small industry at the time to move forward, we really had to have some common way for all instruments to interconnect.
So Smith, who had his own company, Sequential Circuits, developed a universal interface with a few other synthesizer manufacturers.
Kind of a call to arms.
Smith tells me this story at his office in San Francisco's North Beach.
Well, if you want to do your dance music kind of sounds, you could do that.
As he shows off one of his newer synthesizers, Smith recalls how he demonstrated MIDI for the first time at a music convention in 1983. He connected one of his synths to one made by Roland with a cable, a MIDI connection, and played them both from his own machine. For a historic moment, it lacked drama.
Did people gather around? Did you draw a crowd?
There was a small crowd.
That's because few people understood what a big deal MIDI was. But it soon became the language with which all digital instruments communicated and the way computers record and generate digital sound. Think of Do, Re, Mi and how that 8-note scale is everywhere. MIDI is just as universal.
You hit a note, you hit middle C, and it sends out the information saying, play middle C. And then the other instruments will play middle C, or from a computer to one keyboard, or a computer can control three keyboards and each one could be playing a different part.
In an age when software and hardware change so fast, composer George Hurd notes MIDI 1.0 is still the standard.
Which is just a ridiculous idea that the way the technology moves forward, that something can stay as it was when it was created so long ago, is a testament to how great an idea that it is.
Smith never made a penny off MIDI. It was the first open software. I asked him if he ever thought the Grammys would be honoring him for inventing it.
I never could have guessed that. In fact, I don't even think they had technical achievement Grammys 30 years ago. So it's kind of the consolation prize for not having any sort of royalty agreement for inventing MIDI.
Smith will get his special merit technical Grammy along with a Roland founder and keyboard engineer this weekend. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiger.
And we've got some pictures of MIDI through the ages. Check out a timeline at californiareport.org.